Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to our podcast where I try to help you with your understanding of the English language, some phrasal verbs, some expressions, idioms, whatever it takes to help you to communicate in a slightly better way or understand what you're listening to or what you are reading. So this next podcast contains some collocations and some expressions to do with health. So some collocations are fixed. The words stay fixed and you can't change them. So the first few here I'm going to give you do not change. Don't change the order of the words. Battered and bruised. Battered and bruised means how somebody feels after they've had a very difficult time. It might be actual, where they've had a car accident or fallen off the bicycle or horse, whatever it might be, and somebody asks them, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm battered and bruised, meaning I'm sore everywhere. So we don't say bruised and battered, battered and bruised. But it's not always physical. You can have this feeling after you've been sitting down with your boss for a couple of hours at your personal review and you come out of it feeling, God, I'm battered and bruised after listening to all his complaints or criticisms. So battered and bruised. Aches and pains. So not pains and aches, aches and pains. So you wake up in the morning, you've got a touch of a fever, maybe a little temperature, and you ring in to say, I can't come into work today. I've got aches and pains everywhere. So everywhere I touch, my back, my arms, my neck, my throat, my legs, aches and pains everywhere. So not pains and aches, always aches and pains. Next one, cuts and bruises. Again, where something physical has happened, you are running in a field, training, and you slip over and you fall into a hedge or fall down a small little hill and you end up with a few cuts and bruises. So somebody asks you, well, how are you after your little accident? Ah, it's nothing to worry about, just a few cuts and bruises. So little cuts to the legs or the hands, or a few bruises here and there, nothing serious. I've often had that myself when I've had a slight accident on my bicycle, gone round a corner too fast or gone into some gravel where the bike skids and you end up with a few cuts and bruises. So it's not bruises and cuts, it's always cuts and bruises. And then finally, of these four fixed collocations, coughing and sneezing. Oh, I can't come to work today. I'm a little bit ill. I woke up this morning coughing and sneezing. In fact, I was coughing and sneezing all night. I think I disturbed my wife. So coughing and sneezing. So not sneezing and coughing, coughing and sneezing. The first signs of man flu, terrible thing, man flu. So the first signs of that, coughing and sneezing. Okay, so let me give you those four again. Battered and bruised, aches and pains, cuts and bruises, coughing and sneezing. Okay, so while we're on the theme of coughing and sneezing, and as this is the season when people get a little bit ill and a little bit sick, we just had some expressions concerning the nose. Okay, so we can have a runny nose. Yeah, so it's part of that cold process or flu process. Every time you walk or move or sit, your nose begins to run. So you have to have constant supply of tissues or hankies, paper tissues, napkins to wipe your nose. So you have a runny nose. So when you're describing the symptoms to the doctor, he said, well, what's wrong? Well, I'm coughing and sneezing and I've got a runny nose. So we can get some sprays or something that will try and prevent it. Or if we're feeling a little less polite, we can say, well, I've got a snotty nose. Yeah? And a snotty nose, when you see a little child with a fever and they can't get rid of it and they've got nose problems, you can say, oh, he's got a snotty nose. Yeah? So we always put that emphasis on the S, the snotty nose. It's the same as a runny nose, but it's a little less polite. It's not rude. It's more informal and more like slang, a snotty nose. The third expression, my nose is dripping. Yeah, so somebody rings up to ask, well, how are you feeling today? Oh, don't ask. I said, I've got a terrible headache. I've got a runny nose. In fact, my nose is dripping. It's dripping like a tap. You know, when you leave a tap running in the bathroom or the kitchen, you get this drip, drip, drip of the water falling. Well, that's sometimes how our nose feels when we have a bad cold. So my nose is dripping, okay? So again, a constant supply of napkins, tissues, paper, hankies, whatever it takes to try and stop the dripping nose or the snotty nose or the runny nose. And then finally, when you're getting near the end of the flu symptoms or getting near the end of the cold, you might have a period of days when you've got a blocked nose where you find it difficult to breathe. Yeah, so you're talking a bit like this because you're breathing through your mouth instead of through your nose, because when you try to breathe in, it's very, very difficult. So blocked nose can be a problem. You need to get some nasal spray or some tablets that the doctor might give you that can help with this feeling of blocked nose. I can't talk. Yeah, people have that sort of impression. Okay, so there are the expressions using the nose: a runny nose, a snotty nose, my nose is dripping, and having a blocked nose. Hopefully you're not suffering in that way, so you can join me again in the future. And as always, if you need to contact me, why not? www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And when you get there, get onto the link for my Easy Peasy Club, which is a really good way, a cheap way, and great value for you to learn English through pre-recorded lessons with me. So join me on that, and join me on the podcast again soon. Thanks for listening.